You said you'd say, say if you're, you might tell someone, oh, it's going to be all right, just don't you.
Yeah, don't worry. I either don't quit about it, because I think it'll be all right.
Okay. Okay, what was that? You said you'd say if you're, you might tell someone, oh, it's going to be all right, just don't you.
Yeah, don't worry. I either don't quit about it, because I think it'll be all right.
Okay. When you're getting old and your joints get all stiff, you say that you've got...
neuralgia. My limbs, I've got the word, there's more to that, but I can't explain it to you.
Yeah, so your fingers get all sweat, swollen up?
Joints get stiff.
Will you say
rheumatism.
Any other names for that?
There's more names. The neuralgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is something that people used to get, they get a real bad sore throat. Children would get it, and they'd choke up.
Yeah. Some of them would call us the diphtheria.
Okay. And, this is something that makes your skin turn yellow and your eyeballs turn yellow.
It's yellow tin.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had a touch of... You say you've had an attack of...
Attack of appendicitis.
Okay. If you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say, and it, you know, it came back up, you'd say you had to...
I had to belch it up and made me sick. So was sore or something.
Okay. What about the word vomit?
I had to vomit. I couldn't keep it down.
Any other words with that meaning?
Let's see.
Does belch it up mean the same
thing? You know, you had to belch it up.
Is that the same thing as vomit?
No.
Okay. What other words are there for vomit?
Words that aren't there
enough. Well, that's, I can't go no further on that. I can't explain.
What about... words meaning vomit, but words that aren't very nice.
Is throw up not a nice word?
No. Puke or barf?
Puke. So up.
Okay. Is throw up not a nice word?
No, yeah, that don't sound so nice.
Okay, and if a person vomited, you'd say that they were sick. Where?
I would say they were sick in the stomach. Sick at the stomach.
Okay. And say you had just gotten some really interesting news, and then you went across the street and told your neighbor the news. Someone asked you why you went over there. You'd say, well, I went over there
to tell them about it.
Okay. So if you invite someone to come see you, you'll say, now if you don't come over and see me, I
ain't coming to see you.
Or I'd quite be disappointed.